Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion's important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get with the show, because this day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. I said the brew that is true, and I think I shared this with you a couple of years ago, a little poem that I wrote or a little verse that I wrote about coffee time. We have a coffee break here every day. Every day. I don't know if you drink the coffee with me or not, but coffee with a friend is a beautiful thing to sip in conversation over almost anything. They enjoy the aroma and the warmth of the brew. However, the cup of joy in Java is just an excuse to bring the secret pleasure of the time well used to join the warmth and trust of a friendship that is true. Friends share more than conversation and coffee. True friends, like you and I, share their hearts and their souls. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything at 877-895-5410. We're going to talk a little bit more about coffee here in just a little bit, because it is the brew that is true. And I have some good news about coffee. You know, I was always getting scolded about drinking too much coffee, and I don't think I drink too much coffee. Do you think I drink too much coffee? I don't think I drink. Okay. I have a better idea. Let's take this additional $70 billion in the, you know, the Senate's version of the health care bill, and instead of bailing out insurance companies, let's just distribute it to all of us, approximately 330 million people. The Senate health care bill is adding an additional $70 billion to the appease the naysayers and, of course, insurance companies. I'm not great with all these zeros. But if we divide $70 billion by 330 million people, I think it's like $212 million apiece. Wow, we could afford health care then, couldn't we? Are there any mathematicians out there? Well, Rand Paul says it's closer to $200 billion, and it's a bailout, a prop up, a subsidy. So let's redistribute that where it rightfully belongs to we the people. So if we divide 330 million people by $200 billion, you and I, we get $606 million. Plus a little odd change there. $606 million. Oh, what we could do with that. You think you could afford an X-ray? Think you could afford surgery or knee replacement? Think you could afford to take care of yourself without insurance companies? I think we probably could. Congress is the problem. Both the Democrats and the Republicans. We didn't elect these GOPs, these D.C. occupiers, to fix Obamacare or to redistribute wealth or to bail out insurance companies. They campaigned and they promised the American people they would repeal this failing mess of a bill and replace, which I never did like. But they never intended to do either. Never. In the past, when it counted, they voted for this monstrosity, against liberty. This isn't health care. This is forced insurance, and at the expense of the Americans, all Americans. I listened to the talking heads last night, and of course, we're talking about Russia, as well as the Senate, which can't seem to work for we the people. And the rhinos. I know there are many of you listening who are or were registered Democrats, and I know many of you and your parents and your grandparents or your grandparents, depending on your age, fought for liberty in this nation. And I know you don't want socialism or communism or corporatism. So why are we all, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, all of us, why are we putting up with this insanity? Why are we putting up with D.C. occupiers? This is absolutely insane. And I'm against it. Yes, I'm against it. I don't know how else to put this. We do not need health micromanaged insurance by the government and controlled care in our lives. They are the problem. They are not, never were, never will be the solution to anything related to anything much in our lives. While the talking heads didn't know the answer, they were angry with the GOP and disgusted with the Dems. I know the answer. You know the answer. They can't figure it out. Why we the people? Why can't we figure it out? Excuse me. Why we the people can't get this taken care of? You are the answer. Do you care? Do you care enough to make phone calls? Burn them up. Burn the lines up. Burn them, baby, burn. Burn them up. You got your pen? Because I haven't given it out for a while. This is the answer. You need to be calling these senators and these representatives. Tell them, no. This is not what you were elected to do. You weren't elected as a Democrat to be a, what do they call them, obstructionist. To be obstinate. And you weren't elected as a representative or a senator on the Republican side to be a Democrat. 202-224-3121. Put it on speed dial and use it. Write them. Call them. Email. Tweet. Shout it out. Make them hear you. We will no longer accept being the forgotten men and women, the forgotten Americans. The reason we were forgotten was because we weren't talking. We weren't making enough noise. 202-224-3121. You know, I had my oldest son had a birthday this week. He had a birthday on the 12th. That was Wednesday. Also, my brother Phil, if he's listening, I tried to call him in his line. He never answered, and so I'm wishing him a happy birthday late, but they're used to me being late. Anyway, however, when my first baby was born, I went down to the nursery there in the hospital to look at my baby. My daddy came. He said all babies look alike until he saw this grandchild that had sideburns and fuzzy hair on top of his shoulders. He said, oh, they come with sideburns these days. I said, see, Daddy, they don't all look alike. But one baby was crying in that. There was several in the room, in the nursery there. One baby was crying, and that baby got picked up. And my daddy looked at me, and he said, the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. So why aren't we squeaking? Why aren't we demanding liberty? Why aren't we pushing and pushing and pushing these senators back? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's Free for All Friday. I'm going to share some good news about coffee, and then we're going to get back on these D.C. occupiers and just what exactly are they doing with our lives. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we won't be forgotten, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how.
All right, there you go. Promises, promises. That's all they give us there in D.C. We elect them and they promise they're going to do this. They promise they're going to do that. And they don't do anything. Oh, but they take lots of breaks. And they take lots of perks. And they get along just fine when they're not in front of the cameras. We're going to go to the phone lines. But I do want to share a few things with you. But we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tom in Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Fine, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, I've been, just this morning when I woke up, I was thinking about, they're thinking about going to this 5G network now. It's, very high frequency microwave.
Okay. Band.
And, I've been a bit concerned about all of these electronic, waves. I live in a city and I'm, constantly subjected to everything from meters, electronic meters that wire information and, Wi-Fi routers and all the cell phone towers.
Okay, okay.
And basically I'm thinking that we're, we're destroying ourselves, that we're Babylon, the scripture says Babylon the Great, and, this country is, the greatest country. I don't think there's any disagreement as far as, materialistic things that we see on the surface. And, I'm wondering, we talk about the politicians, and I started looking at Isaiah 14, where it talks about Lucifer, and says that he made the world as a wilderness, destroyed the cities, and opened not up the house of his prisoners. And, you know, the truth reads in a circle. It reads backwards and forwards. So I read it backwards. Opened not the house of his prisoners, destroyed the city, and made the world as a wilderness. It basically has the same meaning, at least to me.
And well, we certainly are a wilderness.
Well, all of these things that the politicians, like now Jeff Sessions, he wants to, he thinks the greatest evil is the marijuana smokers. And, you know, I've been against the drug war for a long time. I think prohibition creates a lot of the crime that we're experiencing. And the argument against it is always a dialectic materialism, like, oh, you know, these people, you know, they're just as if everybody's just going to be sit around and be high all the time. I mean, it's, you know, alcohol is legal, and, you know, I mean, I don't know anybody who just sits around and gets drunk all the time. I mean, I see.
Oh, you don't know anyone that does that?
I do know people that do that.
Alcohol is an addiction. There is an addiction with alcohol across this great nation. And the marijuana, I understand that there are two different sides of that. And when they interview, you know, after what Colorado did, I mean, I'm not for the drugs, and I'm not for excess with the alcohol, and you know, it comes back to moderation. It comes back to obeying the scriptures, as you said, because it does say not to do that. And
we're also I don't think we're our brother's keepers. I really don't. So you know, I don't get drunk all the time. I have, you know, booze in the house, but you know, I don't drink it very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't smoke cigarettes all the time either. But every once in a while, I smoke a cigar. But you know, the thing is, I mean, I'm just trying to qualify where I am. I was thinking this morning, well, gee, maybe I should just move to some place to get out of this electronic haze that we're destroying ourselves.
Get off the grid. That's what a lot of people are trying to do.
There's places in this country where you can hardly get a cell signal.
Well, I know that. We're kind of going all over the place here. I'm going to let you go. I've got callers piling up. I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. We've got Duke from New Mexico. Duke, how are you today?
I called you a while back.
Are you there, Duke?
I was going to send you somebody, buy yourself a new dress.
Didn't get that. What happened?
Well, I haven't been able to get anybody to do my writing. I can't.
Oh, well, I made it just fine without a new dress. I appreciate that, though. I didn't wear the one with the hole in the back. I didn't do that.
So you have to wear that old dress with a hole in the back of it.
I
wear that square dancing.
I appreciate it. We're having trouble hearing you, Duke. The phone lines are kind of crackling on us. Appreciate the call, and I thank you so much for the humor and for remembering me when I was down there. That was back in 2007. I appreciate it, Duke. Thank you. I do want to share here real quick, because you all know that I'm an avid coffee drinker. And about 3 years ago, I had, you know, you get those annual checkups, and I had a new doctor. She was a new girl, and she was asking me this and that. And, of course, my labs were perfect, and my blood pressure was great. My pulse was great. Everything was wonderful. And she asks me how much coffee I drink. And when I told her, and she said, well, maybe we could cut that, you know, just don't drink as much coffee. And I'm kind of looking at her and go, why? Why? Everything's working great. Let's not, if it ain't broke, let's not, you know, try to fix it. Anyway, I didn't listen to her on that. But they came out with this report earlier, well, on the 11th was when I got this, earlier this week. Coffee is linked to lower death risk. Why did that doctor want me to give up my coffee? Coffee addicts and aficionados often say drinking the bitter liquid makes life worth living, but the habit may also help them live longer, according to two major international studies. Rather, the studies have, it says here, that that the U.S. and European reports published in the Annals of Internal Medicine failed to show that coffee was truly the reason that many drinkers appeared to have longer lives. But the study was, it says that the observational in nature, meaning they showed an association between coffee drinking and a propensity toward longevity, but stopped short of proving cause and effect, you know, because they want to tell you, cut back on the coffee. It goes on in here and says it didn't really matter if it was decaf or regular coffee. Well, I drink regular coffee, but when I go someplace and that's all they got is decaf, I'll drink that. But anyway, coffee is not as bad for you. You know, they come out with these studies every once in a while. I do think moderation is better, but I guess you have to define moderation. I drink quite a bit of coffee. I want to get back on the health care. Just a little bit back on this health care while I'm waiting on y'all to call at 877-895-5410. It is free for all Friday. How much coffee do you drink, by the way? I'm still looking for a coffee sponsor. Any of you out there sell coffee? Would love to have a coffee sponsor. Well, Senator Paul Rand, he is not happy with what the senators are coming out with. And he said yesterday that he remains dead set against the newly tweaked Senate health care bill, and he's warned Republicans they will be clobbered with blame when their watered-down version of the failing Affordable Care Act similarly begins to collapse. It's the same old thing, just propping it up with more money. Now, I think they did already remove the restrictions or where you had to have it. Where you had to buy it. You were forced to buy it. I think they removed that as soon as Donald Trump was elected president. I think that was one thing he did after inauguration. Rand Paul goes on to say, I don't think some miracle happens with this Republican plan. The main thing that happens now is the dysfunctional part of the marketplace is going to be blamed on the Republicans. The Republican bill doesn't cure the death spiral for the Affordable Care Act. It says, oh, we'll just subsidize it. We know it's still going to happen, so what we'll do is we'll take $200 billion of taxpayer money and we'll give it to the insurance companies and say, please lower your rates. He goes on to explain, but if that's the Republican philosophy, we might as well be for a new car stabilization fund. So we can lower the prices of the cars, or new iPhone stabilization fund, or a college stabilization fund. You know, it's not going to work, and he's being silly about that. $200 billion divided by 330 million people, we all get $600 million. You know what? We can fix the, we can prop up the car industry, we can all buy new cars, we can afford to take care of our own health, we can pay off our houses. Oh, the economy will be so wonderful. Why do they do that? Because that's not what they're about, is it? They're not about fixing anything. They're about taxing everything. And then prop it up. Let's take care of it for a little while. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the Prestige prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. A little disclaimer on my coffee. I do drink quite a bit of coffee, but I had a listener send me tea, and I drink tea as well, and I drink water. And once in a while, a soda pop, but not too often. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I got wondering about this health care stuff. Why is government got to be in the health care business anyway? I think it all started many years ago when all these hospitals were failing and the pharmaceuticals started writing about the failing of the health system.
It started when the government thought they could make money at it.
Yeah, I think it's another bailout, like a bank bailout, but it's a pharmaceutical hospital bailout. You know, it's not for the people, it's for the...
Oh, it's not for the people. It's insurance, anyway. It's not really health care. It's insurance.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to... they want to lower the cost of us going to the doctor or having an x-ray or a surgery, they would look into why it costs so much.
Yeah.
They would eliminate the middleman. Which is what makes it cost them.
Eliminate and bring the cost down, but I don't know. It seems so whacked out, you know.
Well, because the D.C. occupiers are whacking on it. That's why it's whacked out. That's I still think, and I think you can agree with me, if they're going to give $200 billion to these insurance companies to bail them out, I think they should just scrap it, just repeal it, get rid of it, and just let's distribute that to the 330 million people. And $606 million, I think I can live on that, don't you?
Yeah, I could take care of myself for that.
I think we could prop up the economy. We could do all kinds of things. Get a new car, pay for our own insurance, we won't even need insurance. Pay for our own health care. The insurance company's gone.
Well, it might cost $500,000 for a hamburger, but.
No, I don't think so. All right, Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Now, this came to me, and I had to look it up, and it is true, but it's an old story. It's not new, but it's new to me. I've not heard it before. So I'm going to share it with you, hoping I can make you upset. Well, wait a minute. We've got Roger from New Mexico. I think I've already got him upset. Roger, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm up? Okay. You're as delightful as usual. You need to give yourself a kiss on the arm for being such a good rumman.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that.
I wanted to talk about something I have spoken about before, and that's you can't solve a problem unless you can define it. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem of health care. Every human being follows what's known in the engineering terms the bathtub-shaped failure rate curve. The cost of the health issues are the area under the curve. Mm-hmm. It's real steep at the beginning of the life. And then towards the end of life, it increases. The solution, fill the tub with money. So that the tub will pay for the cost under the tub. That means you have to have mandated health care. Then nobody wants that. So we're not going to solve the problem, are we?
Well, but the health care is all about paying the insurance companies. It's not really about, you know, the health, going to the doctor, going to the hospital, having anything done, whether it's an x-ray or your pharmacy, the reason that's expensive is because we have middlemen taking their part of it. And they're the ones calling the shots. Insurance companies tell the doctors what they have to charge for different procedures. So it's...
You're right.
Anyway.
In the end, though, money has to pay for the health care, and you're right, the middlemen take the brunt of the bulk of it. They get the profit. It just boils down to the problem is we all follow a bathtub-shaped failure rate curve. Mm-hmm. Everybody, even little kids. Well, the people in their 10s, 20s, and 30s, they don't want health to pay for health care. Why? They're not unhealthy.
That's right.
The only people you got to pay is the beginning or the end. It's the cars.
You know, I've been...
We have a warranty.
I was going to say, I've been trying to make sure that I'm healthy. I've been under so much stress that I decided, well, I had some people encouraging me to go get some checkups. So I did, and everything's good. Everything's fine. Yes, I'm stressed, and I have some minor issues, but it's like I'm in good health. So I just felt like I wasted all that money going and having these little tests, lab work, and all that done. But I'm in good health, and I don't really, you know, when you're younger, you don't need it unless you're birthing babies, and you know you don't really need it then. We just it's out of hand, it's out of control, and we're not going to have DC occupiers fixing anything because they're not there to fix. I'm going to have to let you go, Roger. My lines are getting full up. Thank you for the kiss on the arm. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We have Larry from Colorado. Larry, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right, but you know, I think people need to wake up and you know, realize that this is... It's not health care.
No, it's insurance.
Since it became an industry.
Mm.
And if you notice, since it became an industry, everything has been falling apart. And basically, it's nothing more than a cartel. You know,
I think that's a good way to put it.
Because everything is aimed at running up your bill so that they can take your home, your property, and you have absolutely nothing to leave your children or your grandchildren. You know, if they were really going to do something, why don't they make it to where that they can't take your property, anything valued over $250,000, $300,000? They're not interested in that.
No, they're not interested in anything for you and I.
They're interested in your tax money and taking your property. Everything is based on taking your property.
You got that. You got that. And we're going to be talking about that. Neil is going to be on here. Oh, my goodness, I forgot the date. But I'll get him on, and I'll explain the date here in just a little bit. But he's right. going to be on here, and we're going to talk about the allodial titles and see if we can't help people with that as well. So appreciate
right.
it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, for listening to us there in Colorado. I appreciate that.
That's all right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Well, speaking of Neil, I think we've got him on. Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Yes, I'm doing all right. It's cool here today. It's raining instead of hot and sunny. So
yes.
But I was calling because I think your math is a little bit off.
Okay. I asked for a mathematician, so I'm glad you did.
Yep. I've checked it several times, and it's works out about $600, not $6 million. If you take 600 and multiply 330 million, you get almost $200 billion. So it's maybe $620, $630 is what.
Now wait a minute. It's $200 billion and 330 million people.
Right.
So it's going to be more than $60.
When you 600, it's around 600.
Oh.
$620,
okay.
$630.
Well, I told you when I read my monologue, I'm not good with all the zeros. So I did it online, and it didn't give me the zeros there either. So I appreciate it.
I ran through it several times. Just
okay.
To check, it didn't sound right when you said it, you know. So, you know, I've got an engineering degree, so I have to do a lot of math.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Neil, anyway, do you remember the date you're going to be on? Do you have that in your head?
Yes. It's next Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, which is the 20th.
All right. I got it. Thank you. I have it on my calendar, but that's at my desk. I appreciate it. Thank you, Neil.
Sure.
Well, I like the $600 million better, but he might be right. So, any mathematicians out there, check our math. Check our math. We got to divide $200 billion by 330 million people. What do you come up with? All right. Now, this isn't new, but it was new to me, and I'm sharing it with you to upset you because I want you to realize how we are getting taken. At every turn, we the people are being taken. It says the U.S., now this took place back in 2012, I believe, rather than just now happening. The U.S. has entered into an exclusive contract, and I've checked this a couple of places. Oh, we're going into a break. Oh, good grief. Okay, we're going into a break. I am going to get it to you, because I want you to hear this. I want you to get it. I want you to understand how they are playing us. And they can't play us unless we play along. You know what? Let's take the contract. Let's take the ball and go home. Because we hold the contract. It's called the Constitution. It's called the Bill of Rights. We the people. It's called a republic. D.C. occupiers need to go. They need to understand they work for us. Not for the insurance companies. Not for realtors. 877-895-5410. Did you check my math yet? Check me and Neil out. We will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It has been Free for All Friday, but I want to finish up with this because I want you to hear this. And you can go ahead and research it and let me know what you find out. Thank you all for correcting my math, by the way. I told you I didn't know where to put the zeros. Still, $620 per 330 million people. What are you paying for insurance now? That's coming out of your dollars. That's coming out of your paychecks. To prop up the insurance companies. Do you think they make more money than you do? Whether it's a dollar more, $5 more, $600 more, it's too much. It's too much. Well, back to the realty. The U.S. has entered into an exclusive contract with a real estate firm to sell 56 buildings that currently house U.S. post offices. The sale of these properties will fetch about $19 billion. The regular real estate commission will be paid to that company. That company is CRI. CRI will be making a minimum of 3% and as much as 6% commission on each and every sale. The CRI belongs to a man named Richard Blum. Richard Blum, this says he is, but he is not. They are divorced. He was the husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein. Senator Feinstein and her ex-husband stand to make a fortune from these transactions, an estimated of $950 million and $1.1 billion, somewhere in that realm. So how does the U.S. Senate from San Francisco manage, Senator from San Francisco, manage to get away with organizing and lobbying such a sweet deal? Has our government become so elitist that they have no fear of oversight? Yes, I would say yes to that. Isn't this a cousin to consider to insider trading? Well, remember, Congress said insider trading was okay. Remember that? It says to pass this on, it says that they checked it out with Snopes. But Snopes also said there was no real connection that Senator Feinstein had any influence of any kind with this transaction with her ex-husband, Richard Blum. Whether you believe that or not, I don't know. And this ends here. It says, this is ineptocracy, a system of government where the least capable of leading are elected by the least capable of producing, where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves are rewarded with goods and services confiscated from a diminishing number of citizens that are actually productive. In other words, the working men and women are paying for all of the things that the D.C. occupiers keep putting on us. And George Washington warned us, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. It's time for us to lose our patience. It's time for us to get active. Stop being the forgotten man, stop being the forgotten woman, and start shouting, I will not take it anymore. I will not comply. 200 billion dollars in that health care bill to prop up insurance companies and appease the naysayers. Well, they're not there to appease the naysayers. They're there to appease us, we the people. Most of the we the people, if you stop and think about it and really figure it out, understand it's propped up insurance. It's insurance by government. And it's going to fail, and it's going to come down to that one provider, which is national health care, where they call it socialized medicine. It's not been good anywhere, and it won't be good here. And it's not independence. It's not liberty. It's King Government Incorporated controlling your life. I had to watch this two or three times last night because it was a sight to behold. The religious leaders were praying over Donald Trump in the Oval Office. It says here in this little article, evangelicals, they laid hands and prayed over President Trump in the Oval Office, and this was Monday, and discussed several policy issues. Pastors at the meeting told the Post that the group discussed issues such as religious freedom, judicial nominees, criminal justice reform, and the Affordable Care Act. Vice President Pence and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, were also present at that prayer gathering. The group included megachurch pastors Paula White of Florida, Mark Burns of South Carolina, former Republican Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, and several other three Southern Baptist pastors. I know Pastor Jeffries was there. The picture I saw was them. It was the back. You didn't really see the president. You saw his back, the back of his head, and hands were laid upon him as they prayed over him. That was a sight to behold. And I'm thinking about all that he's gone through and continues to go through with the mainstream media, fake news, I call them liars, obstructionists, illusionists, delusional, and even the conservative talk. We get lost in the distractions and we forget whose we are, who we are, and why we are. And we've allowed this left socialistic big government incorporated to run our lives. We need to be praying over our president, and I'm going to share that prayer one more time today. Our Father in heaven, we lift your name on high. We pray today for your hand of protection upon our president, his family, our vice president, and his family. I ask you to guide them through this world of evil and the corruption in this nation. Please give them wisdom and discernment to weed out the liars and reveal only the truth, to make us a strong nation, because we lean on you, O Lord. Bring America home today into your arms. Make us one people again. Forgive us all for the doubting and the political correct rhetoric that demeans your holy word. Forgive us, and I ask that you please keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. And it is in the name of Jesus we stand. Amen. When we're on our knees, great things happen. Evil cannot win. It's already lost. We are already the victors. But it's still up to us to be the evangelicals, to bring this nation back to whose it was, why it was, and to liberty, which only comes from above, and bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.